Hey, it's Dylan at the Economy Shoe Shop, and we have our first special guest of the afternoon. Today's like the interview day, basically. We had talk on the show yesterday, and now we've got Jacob and Nick from Good Kid. What's going on, fellas? How are you both?
Hey, we're doing good.
Yeah, we're good. It's great to be here.
You guys sounded great last night.
Thank you.
At the block party. Really good. How fun was it doing this big show on the Halifax waterfront?
It was super lovely. Yeah, we've never played Halifax as a band, so yeah, it was great to be here.
Yeah. Talk was amazing.
Talk was phenomenal.
So much fun.
Yeah. Is this your first time as Good Kid, or even just in general being here in Halifax?
So we've all been here as people, but not together as a band.
Yeah, I actually lived here for like a month and a half, maybe like 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you like going to school?
Yeah, no, one of my buddies went to school here, and his roommates were just gone for the summer, and he was like, hey, I've got an empty house if anyone wants to just come crash. I was like, I've never been
crash on the couch.
Yeah, I was like, I'll come, and it was so much fun.
Well, we're so happy that you're here. You're not just here just to play a show. You're up for a pretty big Juno tomorrow at the award ceremony. For those that don't know, what are you going to win tomorrow?
Well, we're not going to win.
You don't think?
No. But we're up for Breakout Group of the Year, which is very lovely. It's like, yeah, it means a lot to us to get the nomination.
What's that feeling like when you get word that you're nominated for a Juno?
It's really validating. Like, I think we look up to a lot of the Canadian music industry, and it's super nice to get like a pat on the back from them being like, good job, guys. You know, it feels great.
Awesome. What about you? Same thing?
Yeah, more or less. I think it's nice to be recognized for something we've been doing for a while. And yeah, this is our first Juno nom, so it's great.
How long has Good Kid been going for?
We've been a band for about 10 years, and it's awesome to finally break out.
Breaking through that wall now.
Yeah.
But you've got new music coming out pretty soon, too.
Yeah.
We got an EP coming out next week on the 27th.
Okay. So you got a new song, too, called Bubbly, right?
Yeah, recently released, yeah.
Yeah, we got Bubbly. We just dropped a song about a week ago called Summer. We're going hard. We're just dropping music.
Bam. For our Surge 105 listeners, no time to explain. Mm. We've been playing a lot there.
Oh, sick. Thank
Love
you.
The riff of it. Someone actually at the show last night asked, were you guys inspired by Hot Hot Heat by chance?
Oh.
Someone said, hey, they kind of sound like Hot Hot Heat a little bit.
Inspiration works in weird ways. Like, not directly, definitely not, but I love Hot Hot Heat and grew up listening to them, so I wouldn't be surprised if it leaked into something.
Yeah.
And as a singer, there's a few of his vocal lines that are kind of, like, I never got super into them, but one or two of their songs just kind of always stuck in my head a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure some of that snuck in.
Yeah, you try and find inspiration from somewhere, or it comes. Yeah. We're chatting with Jacob and Nick from Good Kid. They were at the Juno block party last night. Like you said, they're up for a couple of big Juno here, the award ceremony. And how cool is it to be a part of that tomorrow, too, with Talk and the Beaches and Nelly Furtado and Maestro Fresh West and everyone tomorrow?
I'm so excited for Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. I actually listened to a lot of Nelly Furtado growing up, so yeah, it's sick. But yeah, I mean, I think we're really looking forward to it.
Awesome. One big app I got into during the pandemic, you guys use a lot, is Discord.
Mm-hmm.
I use it for video games. Mm-hmm. You're using it for music.
Yeah.
Well, we also use it for video games.
Oh, yeah? What games?
What's popular in the Discord right now? Minecraft. We just launched a Minecraft server, so a lot of people are playing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll definitely a lot of Minecraft. I'm in a couple of Discords for like Valorant. I think we had an Among Us server going on during the pandemic, and yeah, just like a variety of games.
Warzone was the big one.
Oh, nice.
Because it was cross-platform, right? Mm-hmm. So I could play on Xbox. My brothers could play on PS4.
Oh, nice.
The girlfriend, wife could play on PC, so it's cool. And actually, I do auto racing announcing too. There's a iRacing, it's called, like a video game, and we were announcing racing on Discord.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so it's neat how you can do different things on it.
Yeah, there's a whole sub culture around like Discord content, like specifically around like Discord servers that congregate around like a very specific topic, and then they have things like announcements or commentary or voice chats around like all this stuff. It's really cool.
Awesome. And speaking of like Discord, YouTube, probably the biggest YouTuber ever, Mr. Beast, enjoys you guys.
Yeah, he's used, I think he used like 7 of our instrumentals in one of his videos, and then No Time to Explain. He used like the actual song with like the words. I think we were the first lyrical, like first music they've ever used that had lyrics in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, outside of their main intro or whatever, their main theme, but yeah, it was cool.
That's insane of like how just big Mr. Beast is, and then did you just find out that like they're using your song or
no? So we as a band specifically make sure that our music is available to any content creator who wants to use it. We do that by like there's like a whole, it's a little bit complicated, but essentially we make our music quote unquote copyright free.
Okay.
For specific use cases. One of those is any streamer who wants to use it on Twitch. Or YouTube, any creator who wants to use it in their videos, they can use it without having to worry. So that kind of like, when we did that, it kind of trickled through the ether, and then Mr. Beast, one of his editors, found out about it, started listening to us, really liked it, and then pitched us as like as the music in their video.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, pretty much.
Big weekend, big night last night. Jacob, Nick, thank you so much for both coming on. Where can Surge 105 listeners get this new EP coming out soon?
Anywhere music is streamed.
Any of the services. So
Spotify. Literally everywhere.
Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud.
Deezer.
Deezer? SoundCloud?
Bandcamp.
uTorrent.
MySpace, uTorrent.
I don't know about Newgrounds. It'll be up on Newgrounds.
It'll be up on Newgrounds, yeah.
Wherever music's available. Yeah. Hey, thank you both for coming on here. Have fun tomorrow, and we'll be chatting soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.